That is the longest word in English that I know. Anti-disestablishmentarianism. You know what I'm saying, sisters?
I know a longer word.
What did she say, Frank?
She knows a longer word.
Would you erase it, Frank? Oh. I won't forget that. Thanks for teaching me. Some people were just on one first capital sin. Some people, well, are proud in their thinking about themselves. They always have themselves on their minds. Other people practice pride. Practice pride by, strange, demeaning themselves. Sisters, is it possible to practice what a combination, proud humility? And so I could go on. Does that help? So, why is it called particular? Because it concentrates on one particular defect. And the more specific you are, the better. And sisters, I keep repeating, 50 years in the priesthood. Many people live what I call a generic spiritual life. They think in generalities. Sisters, we become holy specifically. And that is why God gives us, or shall I say, why God allows us to have specific defects. Why is it called particular? Secondly, because it concentrates on a single virtue. About 20 years ago, I was teaching at the university in New York, but once a week, I would go to Philadelphia, which is about maybe 80 miles away by train. Then I would teach the novices and juniors of this community in Philadelphia. I was there maybe only 3 weeks. The directors of the novices met me at the door. She said, "Would you come to my office?" And she said, "Father, I am embarrassed. For the novices have been watching you. And they came to tell me what they found out, and they all agree on what is Father Hardin's main moral defect. So I asked the novice mistress, what did your sister say that Father Hardin's main moral weakness is? And the sisters, the novices, told me it is laziness. So I thanked her at the opening of class. I told the sisters, about 40 of them, I want to compliment you on how shrewd you are in judging people's character. They figured nobody would be working as hard as Father Hardin unless he were overcoming his laziness. And sisters, is number two. The virtues that we most need are the failings, the sins that we most commit. Am I clear? Both for your own lives and the lives of others. I know what I'm saying. May I ask, sisters, do you in your community, when you enter the community, either as postins or as novices, do you, sisters, ever will reveal publicly the failings of your fellow sisters? Well, for 400 years in the Society of Jesus, every Thursday, today is Friday, every Thursday of the year, unless Thursday happened to be Christmas Day or Holy Thursday, but on every Thursday there would be what would be called an exercitio modestiae, an exercise of modesty. Strange Latin title. Ever tell you this, sisters? We called it St. Stephen's Ball. St. Stephen's Ball. We called it St. Stephen's Ball. Is that better? At noon on Thursday, two names would go on the board. And those two names would be the two victims. Each would have 1/2 hour. The whole novitiate, then we had about 70 in the novitiate. And the novices stood against the wall, with the back to the wall. The one who was to be stoned, that's what he called it, St. Stephen's Ball. He would kneel on the floor in the center of the room. Now the novice master would say, first he'd say a prayer. Then, starboard number one. And each novice then would publicly say what he thinks is wrong with this, well, this culprit kneeling in the center of the room. No limit to what you could say. When the first one finished, the second one had his turn. And my turn came, My name was first. Two always on Thursdays, always two. And each had a listening for a half an hour. And sisters. These men were, shall I use the word, brutal. I was the first on the list. However, the 70 novices did not finish, and the whole hour was up. I cannot tell you what a fervent. I made a dash for the chapel, and Lord, spare me. But that's not all. On another day, every week, we were assigned what is called an admonition partner. Admonition partner. Now the word partner, you don't quite like, but that's what it was. And we met outside of the corridor for 15 minutes, four times a month. Each of us had 7.5 minutes. For 7.5 minutes, I would tell my admonition partner what I thought was wrong with him. Then, of course, we'd watch the clock. And then for 7.5 minutes, he would tell me what was wrong with me. And sisters, that was 60 years ago. I still remember what I was told.